You're listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. I cannot believe we haven't had this guy on our show before. I've been familiar with this restaurant for a long, long time. I'm very, very fond of them. Shame on us for not having them on sooner.
Absolutely. No, I was pretty excited to find them online and be able to get them scheduled.
Let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Rob Van Leer. He's the beverage director and partner at Vino Venue. Rob, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Pleasure to be here.
Well, the pleasure is ours, Rob. I appreciate you making time. And I know how hard it is to break away from the cool work that you do. So to have to come spend a few minutes with me in the studio when you'd rather be doing your job, I understand that. So appreciate you swinging by. In case someone listening is not familiar with Vino Venue, give us an overview of what it's all about.
Sure. We've been around for 6 years. We're kind of a multi-purpose wine and food and fun emporium. We have a restaurant and wine bar. We have wine retail. We have a enomatic wine dispensing system where you can help yourself to wine. We do wine classes, cooking classes. We do private events, corporate and personal events. We do wine travel, all sorts of stuff.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. Now, where are you located?
We're located in the Georgetown Kroger Shopping Center. It's 4478 Shamley Dunwoody Road, just outside the perimeter. We refer to ourselves as on the perimeter.
On the perimeter.
On the perimeter.
It's a great location.
Well, if I had to guess, it's not going to be long before we start seeing more of these great places. It's such a great experience. I think there should be more of them around.
There should be. That's our long-term goal. At the moment, we are fine-tuning our original product, but we definitely want to open some more in the future.
All right. Fun. So the difference between this interview and our other interviews, Carol, is I'm a veteran of this place. I have been there in a while since I moved out of town, but I used to hang out there fondly. And yes, it's got restaurant. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Which has great food. It has wine retail, and there's experts there, such as Rob, that can help you buy the kind of wine you need and want for either cocktailing or for pairing with the right food. But I want you to talk about my favorite part of this place, which is this wine dispensing system, because to me, it's a real highlight. Tell us how that works.
You get a card preloaded with money, and you insert it in the machine, press buttons, and wine comes out. And there's 32 flavors of wine. You can get taste half glasses and whole glasses. So it's a great place for a corporate event, for a first date, for a second date, just to experiment wine. You could be serious trying things next to each other, or you can just have fun and party with your friends and talk about which Pinot Noir you like the better.
Well, you get like a little credit card, which has, you put preload it with money, then you can walk around. And as you said, 32 different stations.
32 different flavors.
So, and you can.
I'm sitting here kind of giggling at wine being referred to as flavors.
So Carol's holding now the card in her hand.
I wonder if it's got money. I'm going to keep this.
But the beauty is you can get different sizes.
This one probably has a lot
that's
on it.
That's the master control card. You can't
have that. I want this one.
That's the one to have.
This is the one you want.
It's the unlimited one.
But that's,
here, I'll trade you.
But the beauty is you can get different sizes. So you can get 1 ounce, or if you really like it, you can get a few more ounces, and you can go around and try different things. My favorite experience, talk for a quick second about one of the founders, Michael Bryan. So one of my favorite experiences was loading up my card and having him walk me around and explain to me all the different stuff I was trying. He was so good at that.
I was doing that last night. We had the corporate group of like 70 people, and some people just wanted instructions how to use it. Other people wanted to, they would come up to me with a bite of food saying, "This is a burger. What should I have with this?
Oh,
this is the
crab cake.
What should I have this?" It's a lot of fun. Mm. And so you can be serious or casual.
So do the 32 flavors change?
They change all the time.
That's what I figured.
Yeah. There are some standbys that there's some big name brand stuff that people would be highly disappointed. So there's probably six or eight that are constant just because people come in expecting these flavors. Everything else changes.
Okay.
And so there's some really weird, goofy, off-the-wall stuff, and then there's some normal, safe stuff. So
right.
What do you want to do? We have it for you.
But that was
cool.
The goofy, weird stuff was what I loved. He always had an interesting story behind it, and that was really added a lot of character to simple wine that you were drinking. So that was always a great experience. So, gosh, dive into the restaurant. Tell us what that's all about.
Sure. The restaurant's doing better than ever. We're open 6 days a week for lunch and dinner. We're not open Sunday, but 6 days a week. Fresh, chef-driven cuisine. Chef Patrick Good is our executive chef, and he's awesome. I mean, so the food is better than ever. And for those of you who have been to Vino Venue in the past, but it's been a couple years, please come back and visit us again. Our kitchen has expanded. We have more equipment, so we have grills and fryers and flat tops. You can get a grilled steak, a grilled burger, French fries. You can get some stuff before you couldn't get it. So we are more of a complete restaurant.
That sounds delicious. Well, what about classes? What types of classes do you offer?
Classes, we're doing about 200 classes a year. Some are wine classes, some are cooking classes. The cooking classes are hands-on with a professional chef, and the wine classes are variety. We do some serious classes for people trying to get certifications and perhaps be in the wine industry. And then we do fun date night classes too. So how serious do you want to be about it? We're blessed with a wide staff of sommeliers, aka wine experts and chefs. So we have a whole team of these folks that specialize in different areas, have done a lot of traveling, so they can really show you from their personal experience that they can really make the things come alive.
Well, I want to echo that the staff at Vino Venue really knows its stuff. I'm talking with the chefs and the food prep too. I mean, so you're not talking to some teenager who's got an afternoon school job selling you wine. This is someone who's
right,
and like you, has probably been to the vineyard where this thing was harvested.
Yeah. Right? It's amazing that the only challenge we have with our sommeliers is they travel so much. It's crazy. I'm a little jealous. So I do a little bit of traveling, but these guys are, I mean, all the time going to new places.
Yeah. This guy before the show tells us about his upcoming trip to Italy.
Yes.
I'm jealous.
Someone's got to do it.
Someone has to do it.
Rob, I saw on your website that you have memberships. How do those work?
Yes, we have a thriving wine club. We have about 150 members. And so a membership allows you to, we send you an email once a month with about 14 different wines, and you choose which either 4 or 6 bottles you want from these wine lists, wines from around the world. And we're pretty savvy buyers, so we're able to buy wines that are worth more than you get them for. So you're paying either $67.99 or $99.99 per month. You're getting wines worth way more than that. And if you do that, then you get the best price in every bottle every day. So our prices, if you come to Vino Venue, it is a lot prettier and more appealing than a number of other wine retail stores. And so people are expecting the prices to be higher, and they're not. People are like, oh my God, your prices are lower than the big guys.
Yeah.
They're shocked about that.
Does your membership include any tastings, or is it just the...
Yeah, yes. You get some free tastings with that, and we do an annual wine club social.
Fun.
It's fun. And then we send a weekly email blast with other wines. Because with the wine club membership, you're paying, it's a pretty modest amount per bottle, so we want to send you other offers of some deeply discounted wines that are $15, $60, and $100 a bottle. So we want you to be able to experience different levels of wine.
All right. So do your members come pick up the wine?
They come pick up the wine.
So it's not shipped.
We cannot ship it.
So it's another opportunity for them to come sample some other stuff.
But you come and sample some other stuff. And by the way, our burgers are great. So you come and have a burger or some food, play with the Enomatic machine, chat. It's a lifestyle. It's fun.
I really like it. We're talking on the break how I've been in Washington. And, you know, in Washington, you can join an individual winery, but then you're just going to get to try their wine.
Yes.
So to me, this is so much more appealing because you can try multiple wines from multiple places.
What I say with the individual wine clubs, if you find a winery you love, great, join the club. It's hard for those guys to do something different. It seems like they will then... Oh, you're a wine club member. Now we're going to sell you some wine from the east side of the vineyard. Now it's the west side. Oh, this one has oak. With us, there's no limits. It's around the world.
Right. I love that.
It makes it a lot more diverse. And there's no contract. You just sign up. If you don't like it, send me an email.
Okay. There you go.
Well, I have some vineyards that I like getting the regular supply from just because I love that stuff and I have a story behind it. But I really appreciate having a professional like you say, hey, you ought to consider trying this. And here's why. And you also probably say, and you should probably have that with trout
or with
steak or pair it with this and that.
But the wine club, the email we send you has food pairings and all the things, and it has recipes too. So some of the recipes are mine, some are my wife's, some are his friends, and we kind of mess around. These are really good. And
that's awesome.
And the recipes, to be honest, they're something where you can go to a grocery store, buy them, and prepare them, and you're not spending going to 3 different places. You're not spending 12 hours. It's made for the easy meal.
Well, I think that's part of how, I mean, I'm kind of a new to wine because for years it caused me headaches and I kind of finally figured out if I, you know, stick to certain varieties, I do better. But I love to cook. So for me, it's like, okay, pairing wine with food is really a lot of fun.
It makes a huge difference. It makes it a lot more enjoyable.
So really. I'll vouch also for what you said a few minutes ago, that what a gorgeous venue it is. And part of the reason I hung out there, it was just a beautiful place to hang out. Mm-hmm. And it looks like a cool, hip place that you would expect a place like we've been describing. So it's a beautiful location to go to. But you mentioned the private events. So walk us through all the possibilities there.
God, where do I start? we are blessed where we are in Dunwoody. There are a lot of corporate clients within, 5, 10, 15 minute drive away from us. So we have an event kitchen in the back. So for instance, last night we had an event. We had two live chef stations in the back. One chef was grilling some lamb chops, and another chef was sauteing some shrimp and pasta. In the front of the middle of the restaurant, we had the Unimatic wine dispensing system. I was there showing people how to use the machines. In the front, we had one of our sommeliers talking about other wine pairings. So it was kind of no matter where you turned, there was someone who knew what they're talking about to talk to you. Or you didn't have to talk to us. You could do your own thing. Mm-hmm. So we do wine dinners. We do wine tastings. We do wine competitions. We do corporate cooking competitions. I mean, it's what do you want to do? We can talk your ear off, or we can hang back. But we start with the client.
And that classroom in the back that you mentioned is a serious-sized room, and the kitchen that's there where the chef is doing the preparation is a full throttle.
$100,000 double demonstration kitchen. We have full audio visual. We have microphone. We have PowerPoint. I mean, we have a number of clients who will come in at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They'll spend a couple hours discussing their business, and then they will quote-unquote clock out and then start sipping wine.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
now, what about you? You mentioned wine and food festivals.
Oh, God, we're doing 4 or 5 a year. We did one a couple days ago, Discover Spain. So we had 120 people in the restaurant. We had 10 different distributors pouring wine. So 10 stations, 75 wines. We had food all over the place. We were grilling ribs. We had paella. We had all sorts of stuff. So it was no matter where you turned, there was a wine or food expert to talk to you about. And frankly, the wines were fairly priced, and the idea was they were going to buy wine to take home with them.
So if I wanted to know everything you have going on, do you have a newsletter or an email you send out to say, hey, we're doing this in two weeks?
Sure. First of all, vinavenue.com is our email, our website. Uh-huh. And so there's a wealth of information there. You can learn about classes. You can see our calendar. And when you're there, you can sign up for email blasts.
Okay. You do have email blasts.
You have to pay attention. It is a rapidly changing environment. People ask us, how come we don't have printed brochures? Well, stuff happens all the time where suddenly next Tuesday, there's the winemaker from a Chateauneuf-du-Pape winery coming, and we didn't know that because we just booked him yesterday.
Right.
So it changes all the time. So you have to keep on top of it and get our emails.
But you know what, though? But that's the wine world.
Yeah.
It's constantly changing. New stuff happening, and it's happening quick. And so even if you're not a serious wine enthusiast but want to pretend that you're one,
doesn't matter.
This is where you can come and hang out, and won't be long before you begin to really get a sense of what space is all about. Carol, you're talking about a couple of events there. I mean, this place is lovely enough, mm-hmm. and frankly, the space is big enough. You could have wedding receptions here and those kinds of things. I mean, so this is a real gem in the Dunwoody area it's worth checking out.
And you, Todd, mentioned one thing is about you don't have to be a wine expert. I mean, we have the wine list is marked up with symbols. So if you're new to wine and you were just a little nervous about asking questions, it's marked up in terms of sweet and dry and fruity and earthy. So it's you can kind of, even without our help, make a somewhat informed decision and have some fun. So you don't have to know what you're talking about. You just want to have some fun.
I want to ask you to close on this one comment, and this is something I used to have Michael do because he always did it so well. So no pressure on you. But I spent half of my adult life not fully appreciating wine in terms of how important it is to pair it with food. And so, I mentioned earlier, there's cocktailing. So you can have a glass of wine just to relax after a long day, and that's great. Or sit and have a conversation with your spouse, whatever the case. But the real beauty of wine is experimenting with pairing different kinds of wines and different kinds of foods. Talk more about just that general idea.
Sure. I mean, the most important thing to pair with wine truly is family and friends. And so if you're hanging out with the right people, everything is great. So you don't have to feel too much pressure about it, but a few do's and don'ts really make a difference. I mean, we're talking about steak. With steak, you want a dry, we're talking about Cabernet Sauvignon earlier off the air, where do you want a more fruit-forward Cabernet Sauvignon that's smooth, for cocktailing, but if you're having a steak like a big fatty ribeye, you want one with heavy tannins and some bitterness to cut through the fattiness so it makes every bite taste like the first again. It makes a big difference. And so it's fun, like the classic Italian wines where we we'll serve some Italian wines. We'll give people a sip, and they'll say, this tastes kind of earthy and bitter. You put a plate of pasta with some shaved Parmesan Reggiano, some mushrooms on, and they're like, oh, now I get it. It kind of smooths it out. It kind of works. So mm-hmm. it does take some experimenting. You can talk to people like me. There's plenty of nowadays with websites and books. There's a million pairing books, but I encourage anybody to do some research in the classics, including asking me, try them. There's a reason they're classic. They really can make a difference. It's like with cheese. I mean, you can have like Sauternes, a famous French dessert wine, and Roquefort cheese is the classic with it. And I did an experiment with Roquefort and some other blue cheeses, and by golly, Roquefort is better with it. And it's fun to try that and go, yep, I've confirmed it. And it's delicious research all the time. So
delicious
and
research.
That's what I was saying. That's the beauty of that whole process is experimenting. And, and even if you make a mistake, in air quotes.
We'll eat and drink our mistakes.
Yes.
Love it.
So Vina Venue, great place. Rob, before I let you go, one last time, should anyone need to contact you to learn more about any of this and get all the information, everything we've talked about, where do they go?
Sure. I mean, vinavenue.com is our website. And also, if you want to send me an email, just me personally, it's rob@vinavenue.com.
Rob Van Leer, beverage director and partner at Vino Venue. Rob, great to have you. Appreciate you making time to join us.
Thanks. It was great.
I think we should record this live there next time.
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning in and listening. And we'll look forward to seeing you again right here tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denham Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denham Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.